3. The Woman with the Spirit of Infirmity. Abner had arranged for the master to teach in the synagogue on this Sabbath day, the first time Jesus had appeared in a synagogue, since they had all been closed to his teachings by order of the Sanhedrin. At the conclusion of the service, Jesus looked down before him upon an elderly woman who wore a downcast expression, and who was much bent in form. This woman had long been fear-ridden, and all joy had passed out of her life. As Jesus stepped down from the pulpit, he went over to her, and, touching her bowed-over form on the shoulder, said, "Woman, if you would only believe, you could be wholly loosed from your spirit of infirmity." And this woman, who had been bowed down and bound up by the depressions of fear for more than 18 years, believed the words of the Master, and by faith straightened up immediately. When this woman saw that she had been made straight, she lifted up her voice and glorified God. Notwithstanding that this woman's affliction was wholly mental, her bowed-over form being the result of her depressed mind, the people thought that Jesus had healed a real physical disorder. Although the congregation of the synagogue at Philadelphia was friendly toward the teachings of Jesus, the chief ruler of the synagogue was an unfriendly Pharisee. And as he shared the opinion of the congregation that Jesus had healed a physical disorder, and being indignant because Jesus had presumed to do such a thing on the Sabbath, he stood up before the congregation and said, "Are there not 6 days in which men should do all their work? In these working days come, therefore, and be healed, but not on the Sabbath day." When the unfriendly ruler had thus spoken, Jesus returned to the speaker's platform and said, "Why play the part of hypocrites? Does not every one of you, on the Sabbath, loose his ox from the stall, and lead him forth for watering? If such a service is permissible on the Sabbath day, should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham who has been bound down by evil these 18 years, be loosed from this bondage and led forth to partake of the waters of liberty and life even on this Sabbath day?" And as the woman continued to glorify God, his critic was put to shame, and the congregation rejoiced with her that she had been healed. As a result of his public criticism of Jesus on this Sabbath, the chief ruler of the synagogue was deposed, and a follower of Jesus was put in his place. Jesus frequently delivered such victims of fear from their spirit of infirmity, from their depression of mind, and from their bondage of fear. But the people thought that all such afflictions were either physical disorders or possession of evil spirits. Jesus taught again in the synagogue on Sunday, and many were baptized by Abner at noon on that day, in the river which flowed south of the city. On the morrow, Jesus and the 10 apostles would have started back to the Pella encampment, but for the arrival of one of David's messengers, who brought an urgent message to Jesus from his friends at Bethany, near Jerusalem.